We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edition of Sports Talk here on WWL live from Walk-On's Bistro and Bar here in Metairie. The coaches, LSU coaches caravan to my far right. Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, joined by Coach Ed Ogeron of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be in y'all. It's a big, fertile recruiting area for us. Great to see you guys. Great to see Bobby and Deuce and all our great fans right here in the New Orleans area. Such an important area for the LSU Tigers.
Well, what do you think of Bobby's shirt?
Oh, he got to love this shirt. Go, yeah. Coach O, this is pure Louisiana. And Coach O, you look like you ready to go.
We're ready to go.
No, put you on the line. Man, it looks like you're in shape and that the heat's not bothering you, ready to roll.
Yo, the heat is our friend. We got to spend time with it.
Coach O, just if we can recap the 2018 season overall, I know you're about to embark on a new season, but what'd you think about last year?
We're very proud of our football team. You know, we had to block out the noise. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, and you know, nobody knew about our quarterback. Nobody knew about our kicker, about the grit that we had, the character that we had on our football team. To win 10 games with that football team was a great step for LSU. It's not where we want to be, but I think it was an outstanding season, and it puts us in position to have another outstanding season this year.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at the expectations, and obviously you know, first things first, I'm looking at Georgia Southern. They went 10-3. They beat Eastern Michigan in the Camellia Bowl. But then come September the 7th against the Texas Longhorns in Austin. It looks like it could be a top 10 matchup, considering that a convincing win to beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, I thought they looked very good against Georgia. They looked physical. I was surprised that they beat them that bad. I know it caught our team's attention. We're going to be ready. But, you know, we play in the SEC, man. We used to going on the road. We used to playing tough physical football teams, and that's what it's going to be.
And, you know, Coach O, is it very similar, the expectations that the nation's watching, like what happened against University of Miami, and to kick off a season, to have a game like Texas to kick off the season?
You got to send a message. You got to have your team ready. But you know what? Georgia Southern is a team that we're going to have to be ready for. It's our first game. Hopefully we go out there and play very, very well, and then we can go on the road and play very well against Texas.
Coach, got a question. You talked about your quarterback, Joe Burrow. Just talk about some of the leadership qualities that he's been able to show, just being with the program, being the leader of that program.
You know, Deuce, we were able to bring in Joe Brady for the Saints. You guys know very well. We went strictly to the spread attack. It's because of Joe. It's because of his smarts, his savvy. He's a tireless worker. I'll give you an example. Two Saturdays ago, we had some recruits on campus. And they called and said, Coach, can they go watch our team practice? I said, our team's not practicing. He said, oh, yeah. Your whole team was practicing at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, voluntary. That's leadership.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at when you're dealing with the media and it's all part of the territory, obviously the fans want to know and the expectations are always high. But when you're realistic, when you're with the team and you're with the family and you're behind closed doors, that when you look at the noise, like last year, the noise you'd have to say was negative, but now it's positive.
Yeah.
But either way, we have to focus on what we can control. Because whether positive or negative, right? It doesn't matter what people say. Right. We got to go out there and do it on the field.
No question. We got to be mentally tough and block out the noise again this year. It's good stuff. And you know, human nature, you want to read the good stuff about you, but you can't believe it. And you know, when camp starts, when we start practicing August 1st, we're going to close that door. We're going to go back to the basics, work hard in camp, focus one game at a time.
Coach, last year when we talked to you, the rules had just been changed by the NCAA and the recruiting, you know, to be able to sign in December. You guys have adjusted, you know, the schedule and how you go out and recruit. You're recruiting on a national level, bringing in guys from all over. But just talk a little bit about how you've altered it and some of the things that you guys try to get done or at least on the recruiting front right now.
You know, it starts early, Deuce. Right now, their sophomore year, 2021, we're all over them. We've got the 2020 class. We have about 20 commitments right now, five more to go. We're working on the 2021 class, and believe it or not, 2022 class. You have to recruit it for 2 to 3 years. We're always going to recruit in-state first, but we have a national brand, and we're hot across the country right now. This is the best group of quarterbacks I've ever seen in a football camp. We have some great quarterbacks, quarterbacks that are committed to us, quarterbacks that are for the future. So our national brand, our coaches have been working hard. You know, they want to come to LSU, they want to play in the SEC.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at recruiting, and you talk about not every year is going to be a great year in Louisiana, and recruiting on a nationwide basis, obviously LSU, like you said, has that brand. But I thought what's interesting is that when you look at social media and what's involved with that, and you had a quote that said, I think this recruiting class we've got right now is recruiting itself, especially out of state. Them guys are talking to each other. So just talk about how social media has made the whole country smaller. Yeah. And now all of a sudden you might think, man, California, that's way over there. But it's really not when you look at it from a nationwide recruiting basis.
It's a little different when we grew up in Salt Lake Foosball. Yeah. I mean, New Orleans was a far place, you know, but now you got recruits from California, talking to recruits from Ohio, talking to recruits
Utah
from Baltimore,
the Samoans.
Utah, and you know, they're flying in. We had recruits fly in from California on their own dime for camp.
Whoa.
I mean, you know.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk live from Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. It's the LSU Coaches Caravan here on WWLAMFN.com. Back here live at Walk-On's, LSU Coaches Caravan, Coach Ed Ogeron here, Bobby Deuce and Christian. And Coach, if we could talk about the new athletic director, Scott Woodward. I know you guys had a brief conversation at his introductory press conference, but what's that relationship like?
The guy's been phenomenal. He loves Louisiana, very smart, knows LSU in and out, knows what it takes to win championships at a high level. He's been very supportive of me. He comes around. He loves recruiting. He's very into recruiting, very knowledgeable. I think he's going to be great at LSU.
Coach, and just to follow up again, I know we had to take a break. When you guys have had visitors to come in this spring, and you know whether they're official or unofficial visits, at some point you've got to give your staff and yourself a break. When is that break going to come for you and your staff?
Well, what is it, 4th of July or what?
Yeah. Well, you know, we start vacation this Thursday, and it's a much needed vacation. Our coaches get the whole month off. Not everyone takes the whole month off, but they have it. We didn't have one day off in the month of June. We had 24 official visits this spring, and we had 10 football camps. So our guys have been working very hard. I'm gonna tell you what, Deuce, I have one of the best staffs in the world. They're hardworking guys, they're very loyal. We're right where we wanna be as far as staff-wise.
And speaking of staff, Coach O, when you look at Stevens Manga in the offense, and it's a little lanyard, but good lanyard in these parts. Joe Brady.
Yes.
And I know you describe him as a game changer, considering when you're trying to keep defenses off balance.
Yeah. You know, Steve has done a tremendous job. He's a great Tiger. He's like John Wayne, Bob. You love him, man. Every day, man, that guy comes to work. He's tough. He's hard-nosed. But, you know, we wanted to go to the spread offense, and Joe Brady came, and he lectured us on the RPOs and the Saints offense. And we hired him, and he's been phenomenal. He gives our guys confidence. Our receivers love him. He knows the game in and out. He is a game changer.
Now, you know, as far as who's healthy, you know, every year it changes. God, and I was devastated. I was hitting my dad in the arm. I was like, damn, I can't believe that son of a gun got hurt, because that's a 10, 11, 12 sack guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Chasson, Le'Veon Chasson, Chasson, whatever you want to say. Is he ready to roll or what?
He's ready to go, Bobby. He's full speed right now. His leg is better than ever. We expect him to have a great year.
If you could talk about Derek Stingley, Coach, and your impressions of him in the spring. He's coming out highly touted. Maybe the top player, certainly in Louisiana and potentially the country. What did you see out of him in the spring?
He did disappoint us, I'll tell you that. You know, Corey Raymond's been there a while. Corey thinks that he's obviously going to be one of the top cornerbacks to play at LSU. And that's saying a lot. You know, Derek, daddy's a coach. He's always working on football. He has great line of scrimmage discipline. I love his press technique. I love his length and his ball skills. The thing I like the most about him, he's going to return punts for us. I think he's going to be magic in the return game.
He can flip a field pretty good?
Yes, he can.
Coach, up front, offensive line-wise, how do you think your depth has come along? You know, that probably was one of the spots where it hurt you last year at most. But this year, you know, being able to sign some junior college guys and getting some guys a little more experience, how do you think your depth has come along offensive line-wise?
We're too deep now, and we can play too deep. Last year, we probably had about six or seven guys that can play. Lloyd Cushenberry is the heart of our offensive line. Damian Lewis is a great player. Austin Deckens has did some good things. We got to get better at tackle with him and Sadiq. The left guard spot's going to be open. Cordell Thomas, one of the top guards in the country, is going to be vying for that spot along with Chason Hines.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you talk about recruiting, and I think you would take the approach that the more you could do. If you're a top-notch basketball or baseball player and you can play football, we get them on campus, then we can figure out if because the reason why I bring that up, because I know Deion Sanders, look, baseball and football, and I know even at the NFL level that he didn't even practice a day, and he went shut down Henry Allen, who was a Pro Bowler for one catch, 14 yards. So we talk about the defensive back as the baseball player coming on campus.
Mo Hampton is a very, very good football player. He's a very good baseball player. You know, I invite two sports. I like guys that can play two sports. They're good athletes. They stay motivated. Mo is very flexible in the things that he can do on defense. We can rush him. He can play the post. He's a good tackler. He's a good cover, good zone guy. And he can hit the heck out of the baseball. I think he's going to be a great two-sport athlete at LSU.
Coach, how do you feel about your depth behind Joe Burrow at quarterback?
You know, we better than we were. You know, last year, I told you guys, Miles Brennan had a stress factor. So we only played with one quarterback for about eight games. So we couldn't run him, and we said a lot of prayers. But, you know, we got Miles Brennan now. Now we got Peter Parrish. I think Peter's going to be an excellent quarterback. The quarterback recruiting is about as good as it's been since I've been there. We have two guys that are committed to us. They both came to camp. We think they're excellent. Already starting on the 2021 class. We got some top guys in the country that interest us. So I think we're in good shape. When you go to the spread offense, it attracts great quarterbacks.
Now, Coach O, when you look at it, obviously, the kicking game or just special teams in general, the return game, that's one area the Saints have struggled. You know, you get Spall when you got Reggie Bush and you got Darren Sproles back there. And then just looking at that punt return, if you can get – you only need, I should say, to get in scoring position, one maybe less first down. Just talk about Greg McMahon and the job he's done and on special teams in the return game. And now you're counting on a virgin kicker. You know, you might like virgins in a certain aspect.
Oh, boy.
But sometimes in a real game, I don't know if you like virgins.
Good way to put it there, Bob.
That doesn't surprise you, does it, that he asked that way?
Yeah, first of all, Greg has been a force on our staff. Before Greg came, we were ranked 120 in special teams. Last year, we were ranked second. He recruited Cole Tracy. The first time I saw Cole Tracy kick was on campus in August. I trusted Greg. He did a tremendous job. You talk about the return game. Again, I think Derek Stingley is going to add some stuff to the return game. You talk about Reggie. I coached the return game at USC with Reggie. I called Red, which was right. He took two steps to the right and went left and scored. That was against Oregon State. So I called it again, went red again. He took two steps to the right and went left. And just get great players to return, right?
Yeah.
Just get out the way.
Obviously, great players make coaches look good. You know that. Point them in the right direction. You can go back to all the great defensive linemen you had at the U.
That's right.
And all Russell Maryland.
Yeah.
You look at Cortez Kennedy.
Yeah.
All you got to do is, come on, motivate and push the right buttons. But what is your take on right now, Cade York, the freshman kicker?
You know, supposedly he's doing very well. We cannot watch him out there. But the guys report, they say he's phenomenal. You saw him kick a 59-yard field goal in the All-Star game. We think that Greg is really excited about him, the minimal work that he can do. I think the guy's going to be phenomenal.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk Live from Walk-Ons Bistro and Bar. And Metairie and Coach, you guys talk about your staff's going to get a little time down, a little downtime and time off and vacation. What are you going to do on vacation, man? Where are you going?
Me and Kelly's going to go find us a beach and my name is going to be Raul for a week.
Raul.
The only thing, if you go to the Florida Panhandle, Destin, all that, that's like
that's
Louisiana country.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get no privacy there. Yeah. You're going to have a bodyguard there.
Yeah.
The beaches are beautiful. Yeah. I've been all over the United States. There's no better beaches than right there in that
Destin
area. But I don't know how much privacy you're going to get.
Exactly,
but,
right.
But you know, Coach O, looking at impactful players, and when you got a player that, look, Grant Delpit.
Oh, man.
To wear number 7. Hmm. Isn't it almost like, again, we said, point him in the right direction,
yeah.
And somehow, Coach Aranda and yourself, yeah. You got to figure out, get him around the ball.
You know, one thing, the way Dave coaches his defense and calls his defense, he calls his defense according to his best player. And last year was Devin White. Now it's going to be Grant Delpit and Caleb Ronchesso. So there'll be different things that we do in our defense and allow the skills of our players to do. One of the best plays I've ever seen a player make is the play against Georgia. He's rushing now. He feels the tight end release. He gets out of his rush, covers the tight end, and then goes tackle the kicker for a caused fumble. That was one of the best plays. His awareness level, the closer he is to the football, the more we rush him, the better we are. But then again, we had those great receivers against Ole Miss. We put him in the post. We read the quarterback. He intercepted the long ball. He can do everything for us.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron, you'll be back with us to close out the show at about 5:55. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Thank you, guys. Go Tigers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.